USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Russian troop buildup around Ukraine's borders intensifies, President Biden has promised severe consequences if the Kremlin launches an invasion. During a joint press conference with the new German chancellor, the president spoke about the relationship between Germany and the United States.
Germany is one of our most important allies in the world. There is no doubt about Germany's partnership with the United States, none.
President Biden also saying that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline between Russia and Germany won't go forward if Russia invades Ukraine. Another short-term spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown is in the works. House Democrats have introduced a continuing resolution to keep the government funded at current levels through March 11th. The government runs out of money February 18th. USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis pain? Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
American Special Envoy for Iran is reportedly planning to return to Vienna soon in an effort to revive the 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. Reuters saying Robert Malley still believes the deal can be revived after now former President Trump pulled the United States out of the accord in 2018. The international deal withdrew sanctions against Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear activities. Three former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death are back in court Monday as their federal civil rights trial resumes. A judge had delayed proceedings after one of the defendants tested positive for COVID-19. The former officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights on the day he died after being knelt on by police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murder last year. According to an SEC filing at the end of 2021, Tesla owned just under $2 billion worth of Bitcoin. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The FAA logged close to 6,000 cases of unruly passenger behavior in 2021, with close to 72% of incidents stemming from mask mandates on planes. This as Delta CEO Ed Bastian has called for the Justice Department to enact a no-fly list not once, but twice within the past year, most recently Friday. When it comes to enacting that no-fly list, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg joined CNN and says,
I think we need to take a look at it. The airlines are often doing their own internal no-fly lists. Some of them have spoken about maybe coordinating on that, and we're looking at these policy recommendations as well. Not that we're waiting for that in order to take action. The FAA has a zero-tolerance policy. Fines have been increased. Enforcement has been increased. We've seen some encouraging news in terms of downward trends in unruly incidents, but let's be very clear. This is happening at an unacceptable rate. Anything besides zero is an unacceptable rate. If you are on board an aircraft, you need to be, I can't believe we even have to say this, but you need to listen to what flight crews say, and you need to act in a way that is safe, not disruptive.
Some of the families evacuated when a fertilizer plant caught on fire in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, are going home. Experts say the risk of an explosion at the Winston-Weaver plant has greatly reduced. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.